is that was which our dictating patient's name is Gary Klinke, K-L-E-I-N-K-E, Gary, G-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 9/13/1947. Date of service is 2/4/2022. Mr. Klinke is a very pleasant 74-year-old male. With history of coronary artery disease, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, and chronic anemia as well as chronic kidney disease, admitted to the hospital after he suffered a fall. He was trying to sit down and fell on the floor. He was having a lot of pain in his right hip. Patient was seen in the emergency room, was found to have an intertrochanteric fracture of the right femur. Patient seen by orthopedic surgery. And was scheduled and underwent a surgery. Open reduction, internal fixation was done. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was being monitored. Physical therapy was consulted. He was ambulated with the help of therapy. He was doing better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to the Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaint. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, chronic anemia, chronic kidney disease, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, unknown. Social history, smoking, none. Alcohol, rarely. Allergies to penicillin. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, does have history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA. Denies any history of focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of hip pain, history of fall, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Physical examination, temperature 98.6, pulse 79 per minute, respiration 16 per minute, blood pressure 122/87, oxygen saturation was 98%. HENT examination was normal, people's vehicle run and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake, alert, moving all four extremities. Impression, number one. Impression number one. Number one. Right hip fracture, status post surgery. Status post ORIF. Next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next coronary artery disease. Next non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Next chronic kidney disease. Next chronic anemia. Next degenerative joint disease. Next scrotal abscess / ulcer. Treatment plan: patients admit to the below the towel will continue current medication. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll monitor his hemoglobin. We'll consult wound care also. Continue other medications. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Glenn Venable, V-E-N-A-B-L-E, Glenn G-L-E-N, date of birth. Date of birth is 4/13. 4/13/1939. Date of service is 2/4/2022. Mr. Venable is a very pleasant ...82-year-old male who was admitted to the hospital after he was presented to the emergency room with complaints of visual hallucinations as well as yellowish discoloration of his skin. The patient was diagnosed with obstructive jaundice. He had an ERCP done. It did show biliary dilatation, suspicious of malignant stricture. ERCP and endoscopic ultrasound showed a hypoechoic mass. It was biopsied, sphincterotomy was performed, and metal stent was placed. Patient did develop some abdominal pain after the ERCP with elevation of his lipase. He was placed on lactated ringers, and pain control was being monitored. He was subsequently doing better, was felt to be weak. His visual hallucinations has been long-standing, with suspicions for neurocognitive disorder, possible Parkinsonian disorder, versus alternative dementia. CT head was performed, no abnormalities or mass were seen. Patient was also found to have new possible compensated cirrhosis. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to the below the towel. for rehabilitation. At the present time, he is pleasantly confused, denies any complaints of headache, denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Past medical history. Has been non-contributory. Social history, surgical history, none. Social history, smoking, none. Alcohol, none. Allergies. To penicillin. Current medications. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain. Denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. Does have history of visual hallucination, history of neurocognitive disorder. No focal deficit. Musculoskeletal, does complaints of joint pains off and on, otherwise no other complaints. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Vital signs. Temperature 98.0, pulse 61 per minute, respiration 16, blood pressure 144 over 88. Oxygen saturation was 97%. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. External clam movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, strep. Obstructive jaundice, next pancreatic head mass, next early cognitive disorder, next degenerative joint disease. Transplant, patient admit to below the towel, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, he will follow up with gastro, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. He has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Bonnie Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 2/10/1936. Date of service is 2/4/2022. Miss Martin. Miss Martin is a very pleasant 85-year-old female, is admitted to the below the towel. With history of Parkinson's disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, dementia, and degenerative joint disease. Admitted to the below the towel for rehabilitation at the present time. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea and vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, has been gradually declining, no other complaints. On examination, past medical history has been significant for Parkinson's disease, hypertension, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, non-contributory. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies to red dye. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any history of coronary artery disease, no history of CHF, no history. Muscular respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of dementia, history of Parkinson's disease, denied any history of CVA, or does complaints of history of dizziness. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of hip pain. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs, vital signs, temperature 97.7, pulse 70 per minute, respiration 18, blood pressure 159/85, HE and oxygen saturation was 98%. HENT examination was normal, pupils weakly round and reactive to light, muscular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Neurological examination, patient awake but pleasantly confused, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, dementia, number two, Parkinson's disease, next, hypertension, next, gastroesophageal reflux disease, next, degenerative joint disease, next, hypothyroidism. Treatment plan, patient admit to the below the towel, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. On her workup, if she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Sandra Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 7/28/1939, date of service is 2/4/2022, Miss Diamond is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's sitting up in her chair. She says that she's been doing well. She still has drainage from the wound. She has seen orthopedic surgeon who feels that it's improving. She also has seen infectious disease, has been on doxycycline. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, right knee with dressing in place. impression. Number one, right knee wound. Next, history of right knee surgery / arthroplasty. Next. Next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, hypothyroidism, next, DJD. Tree implant, discuss the patient about her symptoms. We'll continue current medications. Recommendations were to follow up with ID as well as infectious disease. Orthopedic, continue other medications, continue with wound care. We'll monitor her progress. We'll check on her labs. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.